So it was about 20 years ago, I was a participant at a mind-body medicine conference. I was in the audience listening to one of the pioneers in the field. Brilliant man, very passionate about his work and his message, and yet he was losing the audience. And it wasn't simply because it was right after lunch, and you know how fun that is to present after lunch, but it was how he was presenting. He was communicating in what the authors of Influencer describe as the takeaway message. So he was sort of doing the verbal equivalent of death by PowerPoint. And it was interesting because as I was listening to him and I was finding myself sort of slipping into a coma, I looked around to see what was going on with the rest of the audience, and I could see the energy just dissipating in the rest of the people too. And I don't know if the speaker noticed that or not, but fortunately he shifted gears, because I'm sure just about everybody on this webinar probably knows how he was feeling. You can relate to that experience where you were speaking to a group about something you believed was really important and you were really passionate about it, but it was clear they, the audience, weren't getting it, and you could see you were losing them and you had that helpless sinking feeling. It's probably what was going on with him. Just before I lapsed into a coma, though, he switched gears, as I said, and he started telling a story. And it's been so long, I can't remember what the story was about, but I know it was a case study. And he probably talked about the challenges that one of his patients was facing and the challenges that they faced together in working together. And it was so fascinating because even though I was in the midst of suddenly enjoying his story, there was part of me that was stepping back and observing once again the power of storytelling. And that's one of the reasons why I'm such a believer in storytelling, so passionate about it, because not only does it make our presentations more interesting and capture the audience's attention, but also it's an incredibly powerful delivery vehicle for important information. Now, I want to ask you, pop quiz here, in the chat box there, why do you think I started off with this story?